This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:08, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Otto, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, we've got a big weekend planned, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
We're co-emceeing the Montgomery County Cancer Association birthday party, which will take place this Saturday at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Taylor Springs.
And, oh, it's a big event.
I don't know why we got booked together, but it'll work.
Well, I don't know whether they were desperate or what their problem was.
You're giving free tickets away, aren't you, because of your two there?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we're giving free tickets away, and it's hard to give away a free ticket when the ticket's already free.
Absolutely. And then of course, this weekend is the Staunton homecoming, so fair and festival time. It's Staunton's turn on the map, and hopefully the weather holds out for them, and they have a good crowd out at the Fireman's Park.
The Hillsborough Hospital Fusion's got something going this weekend, too, haven't they?
Absolutely. We're going to be broadcasting from there, and then Terry's broadcasting from the hospital. I'm broadcasting from Staunton, and then we're doing the birthday party. So I don't think we could jam
busy
too
weekend.
Much, too much more into our schedule
and in
here.
Between all that, we'll squeeze in Sports Saturday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've got a couple of good guests this week on the show. Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce and Lisa Emmons, Glisby High School principal. Lori.
You just got an F. You just got an F in your report card today, sir.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'll blame that on the producer.
Strike one.
So we'll have our conversations right after this. Hold on.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we know firsthand just how difficult the passing of a beloved family member can be. Losing a loved one is never easy, but there is a simple way to lift some of the burdens from your family. Come by Plummer Funeral Home and we'll help you make your final arrangements in advance. We'll record your choices and help you plan a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home. Your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Otto alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus, our guest Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce, and Lori Emmons, Glisby High School principal, are our guests. Ladies, gentlemen, welcome to the program. How are you two today?
Thank you. Doing well.
And we are here to talk about Glisby High School, but first, Mickey, let's start with you real quick. Summer Concert Series, let's have an update on how things are going.
It was just hot. One word. Hot and humidity.
But there was a decent breeze blowing under
Up till 7 o'clock till the band started playing, yes.
Yeah.
Nice crowd, and we sold tons of strawberry shortcake with ice cream last night. So we paid for the band.
That's always a good thing.
Yes,
and to look for it from a positive side, Mick, you're four up
and five to go.
And you haven't had any rain out yet.
Oh, please don't even talk about rainouts. We have the roof and the pavilion. We go rain or shine.
Yeah.
The only thing that will stop us is a tornado, and we had part of Hurricane Ike, I believe it was, that came through one night when Dick Mino was playing. I still picture him holding on to that bandstand podium so we wouldn't get blown away. And we'd like to congratulate Lori for being recommended and approved by the school board of the District 7 of Community Glisby School District, being now the high school principal.
Thank you.
And sometime along the line, you will probably sit back in your chair and think, now, did they really like me to appoint me to this job, or did they not like me?
Lori, let's talk about that. How did that transpire? I mean, obviously, covering news, you know the procedure. They advertised for a position. Correct. Was this something that you wanted to do? Or?
Well, it came up. Dennis Taberzi, you all know him. He was high school principal up until he retired about a couple weeks ago. And they asked me, would you be comfortable doing this? I said, absolutely, you know. I taught high school before I started teaching in middle school and then eventually became middle school principal. So it's something new, and I think it'll be great.
You have a track record that's unbelievable. We got to get into her track record.
Okay.
Yeah.
middle school principal, I mean, going from middle school to high school, that's a pretty
big
step.
Actually, the title of the position is secondary school administrator, which means I'm the principal for grades 6 through 12. Mm-hmm. And at the board meeting Monday night, they posted for an assistant secondary school administrator. So there'll be an assistant principal hired, too, for grades 6 through 12.
Okay.
That's how it goes. I have been teaching. I've been an educator since 1994. And I taught high school for 5 years in Girard. And then I came to the middle school in Gillespie. And in 2008, I was hired as a middle school principal in Gillespie. And it's just been kind of exciting ever since then.
Was teaching always your passion? Is that something like when you were growing up, this is what you wanted to do?
Yeah, I was, you know, my friends and I, we used to play school teacher. And, you know, I distinctly remember a sixth grade lunch conversation where we sat at the table and said what kind of teacher we were going to be. And, you know, it's just something that you know you're going to do.
Have you heard from these friends of yours from them days there?
Oh, yeah.
That you're at the second highest position?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And that was the old Benelled School, the old Benelled School cafeteria that was kind of underground. That was where that happened.
Are you native to that area? Were you born there?
I'm born and raised in Benelled, yes. Okay. A couple blocks from the old Benelled School, where the ground is now, I should say.
Let's get an update. Uncle mentioned tornadoes at the start of the program, and I think Gillespie's had their share of a tornado. Let's get an update on the pit and what's the latest on the gymnasium over there.
Well, right now, superintendents and Tom Hyder, architect, are still working with engineers to see if the building can be rebuilt from where it is now. Or if it needs to be completely demolished and rebuilt from the start. They're still working on that. If you've driven by, you can see that they've got the north wall shored up, and it's pretty much had to be demolished from the basketball hoop on the north end of the building to the front entrance. That's where all the damage was. Right now we're just waiting on words from engineers. And
it's the plan to rebuild and not demolish and build again, correct? That's the gist that I've been getting. It's the plan to save that building if at all possible.
Yes, and of course you want to do what's ever safe for the students too, because
absolutely,
and the public that would be in there. But yeah, it's a very it's got a rich history that comes along with it. Some people like the gym. Some people don't like playing the gym. You know, athletes all have their own opinions of it. Mm-hmm. And when it was remodeled some years ago, not very long ago, but after all that's happened in the district, it seems like longer than it should be. It was just opened it up and made it beautiful. It's a great gym.
And one thing that caught my attention ever since this happened, all the news stories that has come about, the history of the gymnasium has really come full circle. One story that sticks out in my mind involved Al Capone. He was in Benelled, went to the Coliseum for a dance or whatever they had at that time there. There was no crowd there because everyone was at the gym, and he ended up going to a basketball game at the gym. That's unreal.
That's a story I've heard too, yes. I'm sure the more people you talk to, the more stories you would hear about the gym and the buildings that used to surround it, because as you recall, the high school's newer built, the Gillespie High School's a newer built building. Than the one I went to high school in the late 80s. So I'm sure there's the more people you talk to, the more stories you can hear.
No, it's hopefully you can refurbish instead of having to take the headache ball to it, because it probably, the pit, as everybody called it, probably has more history and nostalgia to it than about any gym around. You know, it's just been there forever.
It's very distinctive. Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's one of a kind.
Yes.
Really is.
Let's talk a little bit. You mentioned at the top of our conversation here, you were middle school principal. Now you're moving up to the high school level, while still retaining the 6th through the junior high level. Is that a scary jump? Because you're dealing with kids that you probably had lower level, and now you're in the high school game. Is it scary? Or
well, what's good for me is that all the kids in high school I had as a middle school principal. So I know the students. It's not scary.
Know the students, you know the parents.
I'm familiar to them. They're familiar to me. I think it's going to be a great getting to see my kids that I remember, you know, being little sixth graders that come in and they're nervous about being able to open their lockers. And now I can see them as juniors and seniors getting ready to go to college and figuring out what they want to do with their lives. It kind of brings it all together. And you know, I'm very lucky to get to see all that.
And of course, one thing, education's always been, whether it's in Gillespie, Staunton, Hillsborough, Litchfield, you name it, funding levels have always been a concern.
Correct.
for the districts. This pretty much gives you an open canvas to be creative about class works and kind of work with agreements maybe with other districts about video classing or something along those lines.
I know they have a committee that is working on cooperative, I think they call it cooperative classrooms. Mm-hmm. The video, the board at some point, I can't remember exactly when, so don't hold me to that.
Okay.
They met about using other things cooperatively. Of course, there's I don't know if it's fuel, whatever, they can use that cooperatively, but now they're exploring using more student-based activity things cooperatively. Of course, we have cooperative sports with Mount Olive.
Mm-hmm.
Wrestling, soccer, cross country, I believe. But yeah, that's being explored by the board too, I think.
And it
should be interesting to find out what we can do with it.
And I think you mentioned the co-ops with sports. That at least opens up the dialogue between the boards of education, saying, "Hey,
right.
Gillespie's easy to work with. Let's see if we can come up with an agreement here." And offer, because I think one of the problems that we have in this area is the classes being offered are probably not as much as what they should be, but this may give you an opportunity to have that for the students. Another alternative to have more classes to advance them so that way when they graduate,
mm-hmm. and
they're ready to rock
and
roll.
And we do have classes that they can take college credit for already. So that, you know, when they get into college, that's one less class that they have to spend a semester on or an entire
is that all subjects or just certain
just certain subjects, subjects.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that volunteer the course?
Yes, you take it, you either want it for that credit, that college credit, or no.
You mentioned co-oping with your neighbor Mount Olive, and did Mount Olive suffer any damage to their schools when the tornado went through? I don't think so.
I
know they had a lot of damage to the main street
the
area,
main street
but I don't
was
think it hurt the
damage, but the yeah. building itself.
Nothing visible, nothing that I've heard
yeah.
of either.
And
it was like about a half mile east of there.
Yeah, right.
In the middle of
downtown. I spoke with one of their teachers the morning after, because, of course, we do have students that go there for special education services. And I said, "Hey, you know, do we need to call these parents or..."
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Well, actually, they're trying to get the kids in if they need, because they had power and everything, get them fed, you know, someplace for them to go the next day."
We're in the off season of the school season right now.
Correct, yeah.
You're newly appointed as the principal of the high school level. Do you take this time to get to know the teachers on the level, or do you already know them and let them know your plans and the direction?
Most of the teachers already know. I taught with a lot of them when I was a teacher in Gillespie.
That helps.
Yes, it does. Getting to know them as they work in their departments is what I'm going to try to do. You know, what do they do within their different departments within the high school? That's something I want to do more of. I know them on a personal level. I've been in their classroom, some of them, when they're teaching before, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean I know everything about what they do. So that's part of the job, is getting to learn, you know, exactly what their teaching nuances are and how the students work in their classrooms, because middle school and high school are completely different worlds. If anybody's ever taught
bit.
In middle school and then taught in high school or anything
little
else.
A little bit different.
Correct, yes.
It's a lot different now than when I was in grade
school. Oh, yeah.
We had a press event at a grade school room not too long ago, and I was amazed. The chalkboard's gone. It's now whiteboard.
Right.
Which I think when I graduated, that transition was already starting.
Uh-huh.
And this fourth grade classroom, I think fourth or fifth grade, had a computer lab inside it. It's like,
now,
unbelievable.
And, now our, and we have some Promethean boards in the middle school, high school, but now in the new elementary school, which is wonderful, absolutely great, looks wonderful. They have Promethean boards in every classroom.
Wow.
We want to plug the new elementary school is going to have an open house on Sunday, September 1st, around 1 o'clock starting.
Yeah, I'm not sure the exact time.
Yeah.
But that's...
And they're going to welcome everybody wants to come out and look at this new...
And they should. It's a beautiful building.
Is it really?
Wonderful. Yes.
Oh, yeah. They gave a tour to the municipal city officials here a couple of weeks ago, and we went into a couple of people wanted to go in the little corners and little cubby holes, you know, where they... They heard about it, but they didn't know what it was, and they didn't find anything. I think they were trying to see what it was really like, if a kid could hide out from class or something like that. But it was just amazing that these people went out on their own.
Yeah, it's a large building. It's wonderful. One of the best things about the design of the building is Ms. Turkle can stand. When you walk in the front doors, there's a Bengal tiger, and she can stand there and see down every hallway, so that she has visual of each hallway. And it's
really
very great for safety purposes. Yes, and the gym, the end where the commons area and the gym is located, the doors can be closed so that no one can wander around the rest of the building, basically. But the gym is fantastic. It's big and bright and wonderful. And it only looks better since Mickey's been there, because the floors have all been waxed and shined up.
Right.
And they're moving stuff in. And
you put him to work waxing the floor?
Anytime we can, we put him to work.
There you go. You've already
See how they all pick on me?
and that gym could be used in the event that the pit can't be ready for volleyball or basketball season. At least that's another alternative. Where
we're used to using one gym for contests. We've done that for the past 4 years. We've only had one gym to use for athletic contests, and that'll work itself out. That'll be fine. You know, we're used to that. But hopefully the high school gym, it won't take very long at all to get it back to rights, and we can start playing in there again also.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it just seems like Gillespie's had a lot of hard times, but you're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
And we bounce back every single time, don't we?
like Rocky Balboa.
Yes.
All right, get up, Rock. Let's go. But the middle school, I'm glad to see that's going. I remember going on a tour of the modular. That helped out tremendously whenever those were.
Right. And I had the that was 2 through 5 in the modulars, and then I had in my building, the south end of the middle school building, I had kindergarten and first graders.
Mm-hmm.
So there's yet another, you know, I'm going to miss them terribly. They're so sweet. I love that age, but it all worked out the way we needed it to for the time we needed it.
Now,
to.
Are they in the process of taking the mods, getting them off campus?
Well, they're going to be there, and they're moving everything out of them.
Mm-hmm.
The furniture and the teachers' things are all being moved over to the new building as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have middle school teachers who were moved to the north end and into the high school that we need to move back to the middle school.
Okay,
we're relocating too in the middle school. So our furniture will be moved back too, and they're very busy. Our janitorial staff is wonderful. Very busy this summer. They're moving, they're cleaning, they're, you know, above and beyond all their other duties, they're putting us all back to where we need to be to have a great year next year.
Absolutely.
And I think sometimes we overlook the youngsters' ability to adjust.
Yes.
They adjust very well to those situations. We worry about them, how will they do this and how they do this. And if you just sit back and let them go, so to speak, they adjust very well.
The kids did great. I'll tell you what, from high school, 12th grade, all the way down to kindergarten, pre-K, when the Bunnell building sank, the kids did a great job. The older kids pitched in and helped the little ones. They put up the colors in the hallways so they knew where they were at and where their grade was. It was great. They did everything they could to make them welcome. And when we were on that split shift, which was very hard, it made it a lot easier. The kids were one of the best parts of that. And the community did a great job. Everybody pitched in. It was small town at its best.
Yeah, and that's one thing I'll say when the tragedy of what happened with the Bunnell school happened, the community support on both the Gillespie and the Bunnell level to raise money to help do repairs or help out with the new building, it was unbelievable.
It's a good feeling to know that I live in a community and I can share a community like that. It's just a really good feeling deep down.
Lori, it's always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you so much
for coming on our program, and hope to have you back again sometime soon.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
Mickey, real quick, you got 90 seconds. Give us an update on the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce. Go.
Okay. We continue with, I never know what you're going to do.
Oh, okay.
We got 5 more concerts left, and it's every Tuesday in the month of July, and we go from Bobby Remack all the way to the Fireproof People. That's a new band coming in, playing gospel music. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we end the season on July 30th with Elvis, Steve Davis, Memories of Elvis, and he'll be putting on a good show there, and it'll be everything. And then between now and September 28th, we'll be doing we're taking applications. You can download off of the website, www.coalcountrychamber.com, and that's COAL, for the Tour de Coal bike ride.
Okay.
And we're shooting for big here. And then the Fall Festival also on September 28th to get ready for.
All right. And Uncle Ralph, next week, Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center will be here. We also have Nikki Bishop coming in as well. So stay tuned for that. Until next time, we'll talk to you next week. So long.